This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
And then they puke it out and then puke it into their mouths. It's
can we, like, wild. You know, let's move on, guys. Next, let's do rather.
How's the cup?
No.
What's up, Rumblies? What's up, Rumblies?
Wait. Hold on.
I guess Bam will do
Could
the intro.
Can I do the intro, please? Oh, please.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, Bam, you got it.
Yep. For context, Bam is sick. His voice isn't working, so.
We got him one that does.
We got him the Elon brain chip, so his thoughts are text-to-speeching right now.
Yeah, Bam, what are you thinking of right now?
Bonzi body is love. Bonzi body is life.
Hello, it is me, Bam. You are listening to the Rumble Pack Podcast. Yippee.
Okay. Would y'all rather give the last 1% of a blowjob or the first 99%?
Oh my gosh!
By the way, by the way, this is the Would You Rather episode.
Thank you.
First.
That's a crazy starter.
No, you have to answer the question.
We didn't have our banter. We didn't have anything. You've had a problem of jumping right into the podcast. We need our friendly banter
beforehand. We make YouTube shorts.
This is an important question. You don't understand.
They're watching an hour and 40 minutes podcast. I think that we can have a little foreplay, okay? We don't have to
Would
get right into the story.
Exactly.
Give the first 99% of a blowjob or give the last 1% of a blowjob.
Per, did you think of this like right now or are you on like a site looking at them?
I am on Reddit.
He's lying. This is from experience.
Sense. Yeah, Bam, what do you think? This is such a funny bit.
we just gotta wait like a few
bam.
Days.
Bam. Earth to Bam.
Oh.
What is your answer, Bam?
Bam, answer the question.
Are you team 99% or team 1%?
Just say former or latter, or one or two.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, that's like, I like that. I like that answer out of you. I like that answer.
Very insightful.
I think, okay. If we're being realistic here, rip it off like a Band-Aid. I'm saying the last one.
I'm also doing the last one, bro.
Wait, everyone quiet. I need to think about this.
Yeah, I agree with Johnny and Pear on this.
Yeah, I guess it depends who the guy is, bro.
I'd go 99%.
If it's a homeless guy, ooh. I'm doing the last 1% because I don't.
Right, but if it's Idris Elba, can I do the whole 100? Is that like on the table?
Yeah, sure, bro. You can do whatever you want.
I'm really stupid and I forgot to turn on the mic, but basically, I asked. You're not asking the right questions. Condom or no condom?
You don't give. What?
There's no condom.
You don't wear. Anna, have you ever? Hold on. Jeez.
How are
none
babies?
Of us? None of us.
And then here, I just said something about STIs.
Do we? Okay, well, who is the guy? I need to know who the guy is.
Okay.
Like, if it's Ryan Reynolds, say? Idris Elba, Robert De Niro is fine. I mean, it'll taste like an
it's
avocado, like texture. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, that's bad. pass.
Well, there's no pass.
Why was this
either
question number one? Why was this question number one?
You know
answer
what?
The question,
because
Dano.
Pear, is this
retention.
Gonna
this is the it's a retention tactic.
Well,
dude,
Pear, is this
I'm
gonna affect my
master,
life?
Okay?
Is this actually
me.
Gonna happen? Because if not, then pass. I don't care.
It will happen.
That's the whole point. The whole point is that none of these will actually happen, but like hypothetically,
you can't be like, would they? You can't be like,
we said we can't say hypothetically. That was the third episode. We got to do
none of you guys get the reference. That was a podcast reference. It was pass. I don't care. It was an Eddie Burback quote. Whatever.
Shut up.
I'm gonna appreciate it in my time. Listen, by the way, for this podcast, I want the audience to know that in order to not have every single one of the comments be, ooh, Dano's so out of pocket. Oh my gosh, I can't believe Dano said this. I'm going to be relaxing this episode. I also went to the doctor. I just want to prove to everybody I'm not a maniac. I also went to the doctor this week, and they told me I have low blood pressure.
You have all of the symptoms of insanity.
All of them. I have every sickness ever. But no, they said I have low blood pressure. And screaming makes you have high blood pressure. And so if you were wondering why I did scream for the past couple podcasts, is because I was trying to, you know, raise my blood pressure from it being low. But now I think I'm just going to try and see if I can pass out. I think it'll be a fun goal to see if I can get relaxed enough to where I pass out with my low
blood
pressure.
It's going to be so fun. Anyway,
this is the medical advice episode, actually. I think that everything Dano said should be, like, if you have low blood pressure, scream. Just scream at the top of your lungs as long as you can. As long and as hard as you
guys,
can.
Guys, would
you
rather have low blood pressure or high blood pressure?
Would you rather have low blood pressure and have to scream, but high blood pressure and no scream?
Listen, if you have high blood pressure, that means you can't eat a lot of sugar, and sugar is my life. You know, I eat, like, sugar all the time, and my girlfriend told me I was going to get diabetes.
You don't think we know? You ate ice cream in the episode supposed to be eating. Yeah.
For the past two episodes, actually, I just finished a whole bucket of ice cream. It was kind of like, it was carried over,
you
know? It was for lore.
Diabetes or type
or type 2 diabetes?
Do you guys know the difference? Type 1, your leg falls off, dude. Type 2 all the way. Well... Can you eat sugar with type 1?
You can just, like, get. If you just, like, eat lots, you can just get that.
Ice cream with type 1 diabetes.
Also,
hold on, I gotta know this.
I have not.
Anna, can you pull that up? Can you pull that up?
Yeah, Anna, can you pull that up, actually? So what am I doing to work? We're paying somebody to do that.
Here today with us.
Can you eat ice cream if you have type 1 diabetes?
Still didn't figure out how to put on the mic, so I said, I'll phone a friend with diabetes.
Yeah, okay, cool. Appreciate you.
Yeah, right, for so, we're waiting on the so response. Like, on like the Joe Rogan podcast, Jamie like looks up everything online. On our podcast, Anna is gonna like have to go through like a quest to find out everything.
She has to go to a library like the olden times.
My friend with diabetes is on the line.
We live call right now. Wait, that's really funny, dude. Imagine we have to send Anna on like an Indiana Jones like Lost Ark type mission. To like go to like a catacomb, play some Uncharted.
We're gonna censor the word blow, right? Can it just be? Would you rather give the last 1% of a beep and then the first 1% of a beep? So that way, it
I'm on a podcast right now, and we were just asking if you can wait. Which type of diabetes?
Type 1. Can you eat ice cream?
Can you eat ice cream with type 1 diabetes?
You're adopted.
Unlucky. Why can't I hear? Sorry,
you
know, what?
Bam, we have a sound effect for you to use, Bam, of your actual voice.
Like,
sorry,
I have type 1 diabetes, but what are you doing with the podcast?
Can you eat ice cream?
Can I eat ice cream?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have any dietary restrictions, just as long as I cover for it, like my insulin.
Okay, great. Thank you. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah. Dude, that's so cool. I thought that you couldn't eat ice cream with either. So I'm type 1 all the way then. Because I know type 2, you got to be really careful with sugar. And I would jump off a bridge if I couldn't.
Type 1's worse.
Yeah, type 1's
worse because it's genetical. It's genetical. Yeah. Type 2 is something you get along the way. Like if you eat a lot of sugar. And if you're American as well.
Yeah, type 2 is the one you can unlock.
How about this one?
McDonald's.
Would you rather get throat cancer or ball cancer? Because throat cancer... You're gonna won't be able to talk anymore.
This
ball cancer, your nuts are gonna fall off.
We should do something more fun. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah.
Not like, would you rather have terminal cancer or be inside the Twin Towers during 9/11?
Okay.
We're not gonna
Okay? Would you rather kill your mom or kill your dad?
No,
you have to
Dano.
Okay,
Dano.
I got one.
Okay,
C-Dot.
Wait, you don't have an answer to that one, do you?
C-Dot, I trust you.
So, would you rather never see nighttime again or never see daytime again?
Oh, this is daytime. A good one. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I hate the day. Well, that's easy. I just hate the daylight. Yeah. Really?
I think my favorite thing. Yeah. My favorite never thing, see bro. Daylight. I love when it's like 3 a.m. and you like go for a walk or you go for a drive and there's no one. There is okay. not a soul.
Okay, I was with you for half of that sentence, and then the second half you kind of lost me. I like when there's like when it's 3 a.m. and you know everybody else is asleep. It makes you feel like you're, you know, you're special and you're awake and yada yada yada. But going for a drive alone when there's no one around, the worst part,
it's
Johnny,
so good.
Is when
it's no, so no, no, no. good.
The worst you part is understand. When there's one other person around. Because at 3 a.m. there's inevitably going to be someone. Okay, that can turn into a horror scenario real
depends
quick.
Where you are? No, in a car. In a car?
Yes, in
the,
a car.
On the
doesn't
highway?
Matter. People have guns. We live in America, Johnny.
Yeah,
people can
gonna,
shoot
you're
a car.
Not gonna shoot out at 3 a.m. Like, everybody out at 3 a.m. is either driving drunk or just, like, trying to chill.
Don't you live in New York? I feel like you'd be, like, firsthand the opposite arguing here. I live close to L.A. I know for a fact that there's shootouts that go on all the time. Are you kidding okay. me?
That's the difference. That's the difference. I live in, like, a rural area. So, yeah. like, you can drive, and there's just no one, and it's just forest and mountain and you.
So
and that's peaceful, and that's beautiful.
So at 3 a.m., say, like, if you crash your car, open. You're gone forever. Oh, yeah.
Just don't
true.
Crash. Skill issue. Diff. Easy.
Oof. Well, the Wendy's I have here is like, wow, never mind. It's not 24 hours.
All right. Bam, Joe, what do you guys think?
You got to give Bam some time.
No,
Bam's what? Warming.
You guys don't understand how crucial daylight is for your health
that's
and life overall.
CDOT
would understand
me.
CDOT is from Canada and I'm from Sweden. You guys just don't understand how it is in winter where it's like fucking 24/7 is dark. There is no sunlight. You're miserable. You're alone. Never mind.
Well, listen,
let me show you. Right
you need
now.
That vitamin D.
It is
108.
There's drugs for vitamin D
outside of my house right now.
This is a door.
I've
had enough sun.
The heat does not equate to that. Winter, it might be a bit dark and it might be a bit lonely.
Put your balls in a microwave,
C-Dot. Enlightenment.
You don't need the sun for that.
It is daytime right now. I don't let sun into my house. It is exclusively night all the time for me.
Yeah, Johnny, you could be like me right now. I got the sun going through. I got my dog. Look at him. Watch. High five. High five, big guy. He's trying his best.
Right. But hey, we're YouTubers, so we don't really need outside, right? We don't really come outside, so, I mean, who
yeah,
cares?
But just natural light is just such a good thing to have.
That is
you can
true.
Just take vitamin D. Done.
You can try
to flashlight your
a
eyes.
Flintstone gummy.
Yeah, there you go. Sun. Easy.
That's
done.
The sun.
I took but a Tums for the first time ever today.
To
apparently, they have vitamin D.
Feel at one with my being, you know?
C-Dot, when's the last time you went outside?
Today.
Then why are you so white, C-Dot? I'm slightly more cracker white than you, okay? I can't talk. We mentioned this before.
It's not always sunny and partial clouds like it is in California. It was a cloudy day out today, all right?
I don't know how much my camera will pick this up, but I have such an uneven tan. I have a trucker's tan.
Wait.
Look how much darker!
Oh, I see it.
Look
oh my
how
God.
Much darker this arm is, bro.
How? Wait, what is that from?
That this is the arm that go out the window, and this is the arm that drive.
My arm gets darker the closer up to my elbow. This shirt is like really short sleeve, so you can tell. Look at the difference. You can see the white here, and then like the tan here. I don't know.
Screenshot that. Screenshot that.
Yeah, you're buff, Dano. You're buff.
New Twitter profile. Muscle shot of Dano.
yeah, unbuttoned that shirt.
Audio listeners, Dano just flexed and his entire shirt just ripped in half. There's like a loud, you probably heard that loud tearing sound effect.
Oh, audio listeners, I'm.
Oh, yeah. Audio listeners, Dano just flexed, his shirt turned to ash.
audio listeners, Dano just got shot. And now he's coughing up bullets.
I had a 5-hour energy at 2 a.m. this morning, and I haven't been asleep since.
Dano, this is why
so,
you need sun.
The need sun sunlight. Is shining. It's not going to do anything. I literally went. I tasked Leia to take me to Walgreens to get a 5-hour energy, so that way I could just My mom doesn't let me have them.
I want you to pick one up. I want you to pick one up. I want you to go to the back, and I want you to tell me the daily percent of everything. I want the daily percent number for all the different things on there.
Okay, nicotine, 30 niacinamide, 30 milligrams. Vitamin B6, 40. Hold on. Okay,
not the milligrams, the percentage. The percentage.
All right, here we go. We got niacin, 188%. Vitamin B6, 2,353%. Vitamin B12, 20,833%. What is in these things? They help me get work done.
Of your daily. It makes you... That's like a year's worth. That is 200 days worth of whatever that is.
Oh, this one expired. My bad. Well, still, listen. It helps me finish Toon Turf, so... You know.
Does it? Does it, Dano?
Dano, what are you going to do after Toon Turf drops? Like, are you going to go on like a cruise? Like, you got to take a break.
Bro. Listen, if Toon Turf does well, I'm going on a cruise to celebrate. And if Toon Turf does bad, then I'm going on a cruise to reevaluate my life and my strategy.
I was
going to
say, like, you can't do that. But if you go on a cruise... Either way, I think that's good.
Yeah, I'm going on a Disney cruise. I'm also going to Florida. We're just going to visit all the parks, just do everything. By the way, Pear, you mentioned to me that Disneyland was a worse deal than Florida or than Disney World. I Googled it. You are flat out wrong. Do you know the ride difference? Yes, there's 5 parks at Disney World. 4 parks, who cares? There's 42 rides in Disneyland and 47 rides in Disney World. And it's like a billion times more expensive. No, I'm serious. Google it right now. I just did it this morning.
Quantity, bro. Like, cause you
the quality of Disneyland rides is so much better. Disney World, you have to walk around the whole day.
You don't have the Avatar rides. You don't have the Star Wars.
They're bringing the Avatar ride here. We already... Yes, we have the Star Wars ride. We have Rise of the Resistance.
You don't have the Rock and Roller Coaster, bro.
We have Space Mountain. Who cares? We got Thunder Mountain.
Six Flag.
Okay, well, what do we have? What do we have that Disney World doesn't? We have Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, you don't have Guardians of the Galaxy.
As someone who's went to both Disney parks, the one on Florida is better.
Yeah, dude.
C-Dot, I am like the biggest Disney nerd there has ever been. I've never even been to the Florida one except once, so that's how I know I'm right, because I don't even have to go.
See, I think the Disneyland one has the Matterhorn that's like unique, and I think that's it.
No, we've got a couple.
I'm really happy.
Johnny, was that the one with like the sleds that we went on?
Yeah, the bobsled.
Yeah,
the bobsled.
I like, absolutely like, jerked you to one side, and I got like...
Oh my gosh, Anna, is that you? Oh, hell.
The shirt says I flexed and the sleeves fell off.
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to. My bad.
You're the one on the right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Damn it, Perry, you took the joke. That's funny. I was literally going to say the exact same character.
We share a brain cell, Dano.
Dude, I was actually going to say the right one, too. Like, the exact... That's...
I think Disney is the most overrated amusement park. So... extremely overrated because Dano,
Wild Ride,
I know,
but Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
There is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. The problem with Disney World is it's an experience. It's all the theatrics. It's not the thrill, it's the theatrics. Once you go to Disneyland like 4 times, you've done all the things and you've experienced all the things. At Six Flags, at any other, like, thrill-based amusement park, you're having a better time. Like, all the rides are better. All the rides are legitimately just better. Like, the theming's not as great, but, like, you go down Big Hill fast.
I understand. If you're talking about rides only, I do get your
point.
Someone showed up.
What the
He's
cat
here.
Dragged in. Bundun.
Bundun,
looks like someone
been...
came from the land down under.
Did you just get back from Macca's? What's going on?
Or did you have to fight a kangaroo and a bin chicken?
Bundun, you're...
Wait a minute, he's climbing. What? What's he doing? He's pointing up to the
Oh, that is a fashionably late entrance, dude. You beat us all. Look
He's
at that.
Here. You know what?
He's here.
You earned it. You earned it. You earned it.
Oh, that's good.
I take back everything I just said.
Into a TikTok edit, like.
Hello.
London, explain why you're late.
London gets the daddy.
I was up at 2 a.m. editing, and then I set an alarm for 5 a.m. because I'm going to go to the gym, and I slept through it, and I'd never woke up. But now I'm here. Yay.
Hey.
And speaking I have a well-timed would you rather after
No,
Daniel
hold
talks.
On, hold on. Okay. I specifically wore my sexiest shirt. Look at how cut the sleeves are, and somehow you still came in, and you're getting the daddy of the week award. I'm kind of pissed off right
Just,
now. Look
I'm
at this
built
necklace.
Different, Dano. It's built different, Dano. Yeah.
You got to come in with your fashionably
you
late
Unden,
entrance and everything.
Unden
I was
that
flexing for like a solid 5 minutes earlier. Yeah,
why is your shirt cut?
It was for a John Bender outfit like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Who's John Bender? Hold on. Am I missing out on this?
His name's Aang.
No, John Bender.
Oh, it's Breakfast Guy. Breakfast Club guy. Okay.
Yeah, I had this shirt made like a while ago. I wonder if I have the jean jacket. Let me go find it.
He has ADHD. He has ADHD.
All right. Well, while Dano is gone, here's a new would you rather for everyone. All right. And this pertains to YouTube. So here we go. We can talk lots about this. So would you rather only
puppy in years,
Dano, shut the fuck up.
Would you rather only live stream or only make shorts?
Only
make shorts easily.
No, wait. No. Is money? Is it fun or money? What are we talking here? Like, is it like reality or just fun?
Earn the exact same amount doing whatever.
Oh,
it's you make the same amount.
Streaming. Easy streaming.
Wait.
Because you don't have to work at all.
That was
stream 4 hours a day. Stream 4 hours a day, or make one short a day.
Stream
the same amount
of
cash.
So like, if I post the shorts, I can't make more than the streamer.
No.
Oh, then
you either you make the same amount of cash regardless of what you do. So that's not a factor. You
I'll
either
stream,
make
wait,
one
so
short a day.
I can stream myself editing. Let's go.
Wait. It's confirmed though that you will make the same amount.
But you
amount
can't
of
do long videos and you can't do shorts if you only live stream. And you can't live stream or do long videos if you do shorts.
Okay. But no matter what, I'm getting the exact same amount and it's guaranteed that I will get the exact same amount either way.
Yes.
Okay, so then I am filming
you still have to,
a
like,
short.
Put in the effort, though.
You still have to put in the effort.
Oh, well,
you can't just like
say, then I'll
you can't just do
I
like
I was
the
just gonna screen record a video of my nipple and post it as a short, and then go on with my day, dude.
It'd still be like the regular content you make now, or the regular live stream you do now.
I can't do daily, so I'm streaming.
I'm streaming for sure.
I would stream as well.
I take shorts 100% because streaming is like so tiring, and it's such a long amount of time. Like four hours of you being on, after that you are dead.
I used
like,
to.
I'm
you do
so
it at the end of the day.
Energy.
That's all I'm saying. It's great.
I used to think like that. Like if I'm streaming for like a video, it is draining. I can barely hit 2 hours, but like if I'm just a streamer, bro, I can play 4 hours of Melee every day. Oh, I'm chilling,
dude. Back
here's another. Here's another thing, though. Streamers get a lot more respect than shorts YouTubers, dude. Every single day, I feel like I see a damn Dexerto article on whatever the hell Kai sent out or Speed's doing.
I'll tell you why, though, because they've like streamers build their careers off clip farming, and then it creates this ecosystem where Dexerto goes, "Hey, every time I post a Kai Sinat clip, why does it get 50,000 likes on Twitter?" And then they just keep doing it. It's like a monopoly, dude.
But you can't post shorts, so I feel like you can't clip farm if you're a streamer.
No, but that's the whole point of streaming. People post the shorts for you. You just go live.
Yeah.
There you go.
Honestly, streaming is more fun to me, so I would definitely go streaming.
Yeah, when I was speedrunning Nintendo Land, it was like 5 hours straight, which the video should hopefully be up by the time this podcast episode comes out. Please. Please, please. But like stuff like that is just such a fun time. And like when I was doing the good old Zelda-thon like 2 years ago, 1.5 years ago, I guess. That was 4 hours a day, every day.
You know what I think I realized is that I don't enjoy streaming by myself as much. When I stream by myself, it's more of the job territory. Like, it's still fun, you know, to chat with my audience and everything, but it's exhausting. When I'm streaming with friends, dude, I could go for days on end. See, Dot, when you Bundan and Bam
Fortnite?
And everybody joined me the other day, and pair with Fortnite and everything, dude, I was fine. I could have gone for days on end.
So, yeah, Fortnite is only good with friends.
I'm fine.
Hot take.
Oh, no, I agree. Dude, yeah, I played since season one, and I don't play solos. It's ass.
Most multiplayer games are only good with friends.
That is like, stupid.
Ain't nobody solo queuing Sea of Thieves.
Even more hot take.
Even more hot take. I solo queued.
Solo Minecraft is not fun to me.
Hot take, yeah.
Well, as time goes on, I feel that. The only multiplayer game I solo queue is Splatoon, but that's because I'm an industry plant, all right? So, yeah.
Yeah,
I do think Minecraft
created CDOT at the beginning.
Yeah, I do think Minecraft, like Minecraft hardcore single player, I feel like, hey, I'm going to stream 4 hours every day. That would be a great thing to do. And I did indeed do that, so I can tell it's a pretty fun time. But we can't talk about it.
I accidentally slipped up on stream.
Did you always do? Honestly, you do all the time. You ruin all our secrets.
I mean, it's like
the butt of our group.
I said, dude, I've played way too much Minecraft this week. Yesterday, playing for 5 hours with the, and then I cut myself off. But I'm pretty sure
that's fine. It's a teaser, and we're gonna leave it in the podcast. So yeah, guys.
Yeah, we're gonna leave. I technically
we're
just
playing the
up just
Jenny
now.
Mod for 5 hours straight.
We are not doing that.
Video.
We are not doing
we're
that. All right, we can deconfirm
every
that. We are not
every
doing
style.
That.
It's everyone but CDOT is playing the Jenny Mod for 6 hours
gracious.
Straight.
Goodness gracious! I have the server.
If you guys couldn't gleam. We're doing a Minecraft hardcore series at some point. This has no relation to Kai Cenat and Speed doing it.
We planned it
before they started.
This was like what, February? We thought of this back in like February or like
time.
Or March of doing this.
Are they doing it hardcore?
That's why it's taking them so long.
Let me check up on them. Hold on, I got this.
Yeah, no, ours isn't going to come out for a couple of months. Everybody will have forgotten theirs by now. They'll be streaming Elden Ring again or I don't know,
okay.
Castlevania. I don't know.
To those who have finished and beaten Elden Ring and are...
Mm-hmm. Is this just me and Johnny?
What's harder? What's harder? Beating Elden Ring or beating Minecraft hardcore solo?
Beating Elden Ring, 100%.
Elden Ring. Easy.
Is it though?
Because
Elden Ring is easy.
Game
bro.
Development discussion by yours truly. Here we go. All right. So there's two things to account when talking about if a game is hard or easy, and that's difficulty and challenge. There's two types of things. Minecraft hardcore is more difficult, which means there's more statistical things that are going to challenge you. And then there's challenge, which are mechanical things that will challenge you. For example, in Elden Ring, if there's a move that you need to dodge 4 times in quick succession, you need to be able to do those inputs correctly. That is a challenge that is dependent on your ability. In Minecraft, if something does 4 hearts of damage, this is a shorts YouTuber. It's fine as here, everyone.
Imagine this.
With Minecraft, it's more numbers, and Elden Ring, it's more the game is actually designed to be difficult.
Okay, no, see that. Imagine this scenario.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you don't know how to beat Elden Ring, and you don't know how to beat Minecraft, and you go in blind without any tutorials, without any videos, without any information whatsoever, and you just go in blind. What is more difficult to beat in this scenario?
I feel like the difficulty would then go to Minecraft hardcore just for the sole purpose of learning how to beat Minecraft.
Yeah, exactly. The game doesn't really tell you what to do.
I don't think that's a fair... like statement, because Minecraft exists in the internet as Minecraft. Like everybody's experience with Minecraft has been somebody else showing them Minecraft and then them kind of learning it. Like
I would say the only Minecraft thing would be the achievement system.
Minecraft. I played
Dano,
all on my own.
Shut up. So
Dano
I think
like
Minecraft
right
having the achievement system could be the only thing that could lead the player in the right direction. But like, find another fortress. What is that? Right? And then you go in the Nether, then you're like, oh, I should take a nap. It looks like it's nighttime. Dead, right? Because you don't know anything. So in that case, Elden Ring would be easier just because of a lack of information.
To be fair, how many hours would you say it takes to do like a complete never touched a video game before beat Elden Ring? I think it's like 200 hours.
No, it took me about 50. to beat Elden Ring.
No, but like, what year?
I'm a gamer. I'm biased. I'm biased. I played Dark Souls 3 and Sekiro.
Well, then it doesn't count.
I'm biased.
How about this? How about I play Elden Ring because I've never played a Souls-like?
Yeah, do it.
Dude, yes. Do it.
Do it. Record it. Let's live stream it on Rumble Pack. How about that, Pear? Or on your channel.
Listen,
I'm
Rumble
down.
Pack plays.
I would have agreed with C-Dot.
Get seamless co-op.
Until he told me that I couldn't speak anymore. So.
Okay. Jenna, talk into your mic.
Yeah.
Dano, you're using an SM7B. You gotta come a bit closer.
It's not my fault. I need a mic extender so I can lay down on my seat and talk. Dude, I feel like
Dano, you need a little man to follow you around. You need just like a little cherub to come and like
little Riggy.
Just like
Riggy.
Okay, I have another would you rather?
Yes.
Dano's got a take here.
I was just gonna say, listen, I am one of the worst video gamers ever, and I could beat hardcore Minecraft, and I couldn't beat Souls, being a average
gamer.
Have
you tried, though?
But Dano, the thing is, your knowledge of Minecraft is way more than your knowledge of Souls.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but he also just has
Minecraft
ADHD.
I bet you he
loaded up Elden Ring or Dark Souls once. He got to the first boss.
Yeah,
he died once.
Died to Tree Sentinel or like.
Worse.
Watching
a Let's
Play. What's the guy?
And I quit
Asylum
out,
Demon
like,
once,
the
and then
boss.
It's like, no.
Dude, you
no,
can't watch
I,
a Let's
tried
Play
watching
of Elden
a
Ring.
Let's Play and it just
that's
didn't
like,
work for me.
You can't watch that game.
Yeah.
You can watch
you
any game.
Watch. Experience it. No,
no,
no
I,
you have
Elden
to
Ring is one of those things. I would even say that Xenoblade 3 is one of the games you have to play. Isn't that right, Pear?
Oh.
I would actually say it's more watchable than Elden Ring.
It's more watchable than Elden Ring, but you
no,
can still
you
gotta
know,
play.
I have a question really quick before we move on to the take, because this is just like a one-off. What game do you guys point to when people say video games can't be art? Because I have one in mind that I always use as an example.
Minecraft.
I'm curious to hear what everybody.
I'm actually gonna blame the podcast. That was the stupidest answer, Bear. Out of all
Pear,
the beautiful games,
that's kind of dumb.
You pick the Lego all clone.
Right, Final Fantasy VII. Final Fantasy VII. I said it.
No. That's not art,
yes.
Pear.
Yes, it is.
Dano, you haven't played Final Fantasy VII.
I've seen him in Smash, so that's like, I know.
No.
That doesn't fucking count, dude.
That does not count. You weren't there when it's like, boom, boom, boom.
He's the guy with the big sword.
Look up status video game death of all time. FF7 is number one on every list.
Dude, that's like, listen, calling.
No,
calling,
dude, hey.
No, calling Final
I'm also
going to
say this.
Is like if I were to call Sonic X anime. You would piss on my grave, Pear.
Okay, no, so then Toon Turf is an art, Dano.
I'm
no, it's
sure.
not. Toon
What's
Turf
your favorite
is for
video
money.
Game right now?
Good.
There's a good chance it wouldn't exist without FF7.
Yeah.
My favorite
video. Xenoblade 3 wouldn't exist without Final Fantasy 7.
Also, you got to think, like, FF7, at the time it was made, that was like, it was like a movie.
You guys,
it was three discs on the PlayStation 1.
I'm about to say an answer, and all of you are going to kick yourselves because you know I'm right. The Stanley Parable. That is the game I point to prove that video games
are. Yeah, but you're still wrong about FF7. Like, what do you expect?
Can be art.
The best one is.
Most can be.
No,
it's
dude,
FF7. When I say
Stanley Parable.
Ocarina of Time, that's one.
Dude,
the Stanley Parable.
Dano.
The Stanley Parable is meta commentary on game design.
Yeah.
Like, it's art that only exists in the medium of games. It's meta art.
Dude, that's like
Dano,
saying,
whereas
you would have
said Undertale,
Final Fantasy
I would have agreed
is just
more.
Normal art.
Undertale? You think? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
Dude, saying Stanley Parable is such a bad answer because it's like saying your favorite painting's like those like white canvases that has nothing on it.
My favorite painting
is
that Mona Lisa.
The most unique usage of gaming in history. Are you kidding me?
No,
dude, there's never been a more genius
most
video game.
Unique. I don't know if it's the most unique. I think it's clever.
I think it's the most genius video game in history. Like, genuinely, I can't think of a better one.
Guys, dude, I think
Fallout
Dano needs to play more video games.
Vegas.
See, that's a chat Dano, answer.
Play,
I like that
call
answer.
Out New Vegas.
Dano, how about this? If you play Final Fantasy VII, I will play or consume whatever media you want. Is that a deal?
How about 15 hours of Two Girls, One Cup?
I would actually do it.
Why'd you say that just so calmly? Like, you're just like,
why was that the first thing in your head?
Have you even seen that? Have you even seen it?
I've seen One Man, One Jar.
Have you seen
I've Two
seen
Girls,
it.
One Cup?
No.
Are we really talking about this?
Unfortunately,
the deal is
it is so vile.
Everyone's like, oh, like it's a bad thing. So I looked it up. So I'm like, it can't be that bad. It's that bad. Okay.
Funny story about this. I actually, this is back in middle school when people are talking about it. I don't know how the hell middle schoolers know what this is. I told everybody I'd seen it because I genuinely believed that I have. In reality, it was a Swoozy video about two girls putting an ice cube in his pants. That's what I had seen, and I thought that's what Two Girls, One Cup was his little story time about two girls putting ice in his pants. You guys know who Swoozy is? He's like one of the
first
YouTube
they animators. Poop in each other's mouths, and then and then they puke it out, and then puke it into their mouths. It's
can we, like,
wild.
You know, let's move on, guys. Next,
what's
your
other? How's the cup?
No.
That's
the meme.
What is your game that you would consider art? Let's go through everyone.
Do you guys ever get mate spinned?
I think it's Super Smash Brothers Melee for the Nintendo
Wait,
game
you guys too. Don't know what mate spin is?
Okay. Yes, I know what that is.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
Same.
I would probably say Elden Ring, to be honest. I know, because we're talking about it, so it's kind of cringe.
That's
but
not art.
No, it just does everything.
Yes, it is.
It just does everything.
Yes, it is.
Amazing.
Elden Ring.
Wait, the best part about it is I don't think I've ever played a video game with a good story. You guys are going to get mad. I think you better watch what's like a movie or
I have
book.
A recommendation.
Yeah, the stories are never that good. I've always just found a movie better or a book. It's just 100 times better for storytelling. That's why Elden Ring is so good, because the storytelling doesn't get in the way of my gaming. And it's
but have you played Fallout New Vegas?
Yeah,
Fallout
I New actually Vegas, have it.
Final Fantasy VII, Xenoblade 3. I'm just
I didn't even say it.
Fallout New That's Vegas, crazy. In my opinion, has the best narrative in any video game. In any video game.
I gotta play it, so I'm
but
not.
Does, because I actually, do I have it installed?
Because it's like, the whole idea of Fallout as a series is like,
it's sick.
What weird things will people do to cope with the apocalypse? That's Fallout in a nutshell. And Fallout New Vegas is just the best, like
representation
character
of
study of like humanity under that lens. It's goated.
Does
goated.
Fallout though New Vegas story like match up with like the best like movies and books of all time? Like, do you put it like, if you say there's like the 10 out of 10 stories, does Fallout New Vegas get into that out of all media? I don't know, but just like, I'm like, for your list, like for
end
your
story
ranking,
would be like
it's
Breaking
subjective.
Bad.
I'd say you glaze Breaking Bad all the time. It's a good show, but it's not one of the best stories of all
it's
time.
It's executed perfectly. That's why. It's executed for its medium perfectly.
Wait, Johnny, what do you think?
This is like Dano Bad like, Take episode.
Do you think I look like the wife of Walter White? People have told me this.
Dude, yeah, everybody says that Anna looks
Skyler
like
White.
Let me giggle.
Dano, what do you think is better?
I don't
Wait,
see it.
Breaking Bad or The Boys?
Woman.
Oh, Breaking Bad. Are you kidding me?
Okay,
no,
I was
going
to say, okay.
No, The Boys drag so much.
Skyler White looks like
your
mom,
for guilty pleasure, I think The Boys is more entertaining, but it's definitely not as well written as it depends on what you like.
Maybe like...
Bam, what's yours?
Yes.
What's your game choice? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what?
Joe, do you have an art?
The
art?
Boys actively makes me want to stop watching it, dude. Like, every single time I watch an episode, I'm like, I hate myself, but I like the characters too much to continue. It sucks.
It's
I hate
funny.
The Boys.
The Boys storytelling isn't that good.
I don't think. It's not.
It's a really 6-7. Like a 6, it's a really, really good 7.
That's what I said in my short. I said it's a solid 7.5, and it's funny. And I'm still going to watch season 5 when it comes out, but it's not a fucking 10.
Yeah, season 1,
Gravity
though, season 1's
is better
a 9.
Than Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm. Wait, anyways,
what?
Everyone.
Gravity Falls
Joe,
is better than Breaking
what's
Bad.
What's your
no.
game that you would
yeah,
consider art?
100%. Have you watched Gravity Falls, Pear, all the way through?
Dude, Dana,
I actually haven't.
Shut up about Gravity Falls.
You haven't?
Friend. Just please.
I haven't.
Let's move off of Gravity Falls.
comments are gonna agree with me. Comments, what's better, Breaking Bad or Gravity Falls? You're gonna get
you're
flamed
biased because you come from an animation background.
Yes. No, you don't even. Johnny, have you seen Gravity Falls?
Dude,
I have.
I'm biased because
I
come from a family
bad.
Who's addicted to drugs. Okay.
I have an uncle who died of a drug overdose. Pair, that doesn't make it any special.
But I think both are really good in
far.
Different ways. I think both are really good in different ways.
Okay, Joe. Joe.
I can't make it.
What game is art?
Sorry, I do drugs. Unpopular opinion.
Can I guess, Joe?
I think, yeah.
You're either going to say Baldur's Gate 3 or Cyberpunk 2077. Okay, continue. That's my like.
Okay, these games are good, but like they're not really works of art.
Damn.
They have a predictable story.
Sponsored by.
If you say Genshin, Joe.
No. Okay. First of all, I wanted to say Elden Ring
is corporate media.
Listen. Elden Ring is totally overrated as a Souls player. It's totally overrated, but let's move on from that. I think Silent Hill 2 is a piece of art for me. It's the ultimate pinnacle of psychological horror that, yeah, it's going to scare everyone if anyone plays it.
Ooh,
but there's going to be a remake, actually. There is a remake coming out.
Looks neat. Do you like those kind of games, Joe, like in general?
Not really, but I think that's one of my favorite franchises. Just how.
If you want to try more, like I've heard good things. I've not even played this one. It was on the GameCube, Eternal Darkness.
Yes, it is, Johnny.
It's
Anna
that one.
I just said Dano is right. I don't know what she's saying I'm right about, but suck it.
About
basically.
Gravity Falls.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know what she was supporting me on, but whatever it was, get f***ed. Anyway, no, bun done. Hi. I raise you your movie question about games better than movies. Mm. You ever played The Walking Dead, just season one?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Telltale games?
But why?
Yeah,
Listen.
Telltale, I'm not talking about playing the game, but story-wise, The Walking Dead season one has made me cry harder than I think any movie ever has. Aside from Toy Story 4, but that was just for personal reasons.
Dano, Xenoblade 3 would snap you like a twig.
Is it that? Have you played season one of The Walking Dead?
No. Are you saying played or what?
Okay, Dano, I have.
The game?
You have?
Is it
the game?
The game. Yeah, the game.
No.
Like, literally, PewDiePie cried. Like, I think that's one of his most famous clips on YouTube is how PewDiePie cried on the ending of Walking Dead season one.
Yeah. Dude,
it's good. It's really good. But I would have to say Cyberpunk 2077 made me cry more, Dano. So...
That's
second.
Valid. Cyberpunk 2077 has also got a really good story. I will admit that. It's also more fun to play.
I've never cried to a game other than one game, and that's FF7. But
you guys should play. You guys should play The Walking Dead season one. It's a really good stream game because you can have the chat choose your answers.
Then
put it on the.
That's true.
I got a movie to beat that already. Like in Up, you cry in the first like 10 minutes.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't leave as much of an emotional impact on you. Yes,
bro,
it makes
you
cry,
mean?
But the emotional impact. Well, listen, Up, dude. I got a
it
story
have
about
time
Up. Okay,
to.
The first
you
time,
in
the
10
first.
Minutes.
Well, listen about this. Listen.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead. I cried as a child before any. Okay, every single person has had a parent relationship. That's a lie. There's a lot of orphans. Every single person has either had a parent relationship or hasn't had a parent relationship. Either way, the ending that... Okay, who cares about spoilers here? Who cares about spoilers? Raise your hand if you don't...
No, don't spoil it.
I want to
actually
lie.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool then. So listen. The Walking Dead is based on a father-daughter, you know, whatever, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what makes you cry because either everybody has it or everybody doesn't. And if you don't, then it makes you cry even harder, all right? Up. I watched Up as a child and didn't feel anything at the beginning. Like, oh, that's sad. And then, after I went through my first relationship...
You have no soul. You have an endoskeleton inside.
Listen, after I went through
Dano, you had to gain consciousness at the age of 7.
Oh my gosh. After I went through my first relationship, then Up made me bawl like a... Okay, but not before, okay? I didn't have to have any foresight or any knowledge before The Walking Dead, and it managed to talk about it. It can do anyone. That's all I'm saying. Whereas
Dano,
you have to know what love is feels like to
like,
know what that heartbreak
crying.
Is.
Dano, did you play The Walking Dead after this said first relationship?
No, it was before.
I did after.
Okay.
I agree with Dano because Walking Dead does is that you literally establish this relationship with, well, the character that, well, you know, this you have this daughter-father relationship with, and you kind of, you know, get fond of them, and yeah, that's why you kind of have this impact at the finale compared to, like, the Up beginning intro. It's totally different stuff, I would say, because...
Yeah,
it's just
I am
so hard,
still
it's
thinking
so hard
about...
to compare the mediums. Because the reasons that you have the relationships you do with the media you consume, it's all based on the creation of the media and the media itself, like the genre of the media. Like, well, the reason The Walking Dead hits you differently than Up is you are with that character and you are that character in well, a no, sense. Like you're, well, you're like
guys.
Socially
I think.
Living
well, listen.
This
well,
character.
Hold on. I
you're
think
making decisions for this character.
Wait, guys. I think guys. Iron guys, Man's guys, death guys, was sadder guys, though. Guys, Iron Man's guys. Death was sadder than.
Should we just rename the episode?
Yeah, no one cares. It started off as a hypothetical episode. We'll figure out a different name for it when it never sticks out. But listen, Iron Man's death was more intense than The Walking Dead, okay? So I didn't have a direct control
but it had
on
longer
Tony Stark.
It had 10 years.
Yeah, that's valid. Still, The Walking Dead is just better than Up, okay? I'll say that. Okay. Just story-wise, it kicks your balls more
Dana,
than Up.
Back to your original point, though. With your logic, League of Legends solo queue literally makes me toxic, depressed, go through every emotional journey possible. Does make it worse?
I'm thinking about impact. Bundan. I'm saying impact. Listen, I'm saying... Yet. Listen, listen.
You
I'm
haven't had a Draven run down mid lane okay. saying slurs
the truth. Okay, hold on.
You queue up for 20 minutes because you're in high elo. You have to sit there for 40 minutes where one guy goes, I'm going to run down the game so you 100% lose and say slurs at the same time. That
okay,
is
listen.
An emotional journey.
The true purpose of art is to leave an impact on
League
it,
of
okay?
Legends solo queue.
League of Legends. No. I have continued thinking about The Walking Dead for years, okay? The most that League of Legends solo queue would give you is anger issues for years to come. Are you still thinking? Do you have a specific League of Legends lobby in mind? A specific date that you remember getting
all
effed
of them.
Up in the League
all
of Legends
them.
Lobby?
Did balls, all of did them. Ball Slayer 99 leave emotional torment on your
every
mind.
League of Legends game has left one scar in my mind. I promise you that. And it sits okay. there forever. Mm-hmm. I've changed because of
art,
that.
Art needs to leave an impact on you. That's all I'm saying, okay? Like, that's the purpose of art. That's what makes the best kind of art, is the art that you think about for years. And I am still thinking about The Walking Dead and that ending because it effed me up. Yeah, I'm still thinking about Up, too. But The Walking Dead and Tony Stark's death are lasting with me forever, okay? That's what, like... has inspired Damn. Me and influenced me and everything. That's why I want to kill, like, in Toon Turf, dude, I hope I kill everybody the same way that, like, yeah, never mind. Death is wild, dude.
You know, Bundan, when
Toon Turf isn't going to be considered art until I finish the show. I think it's bad to judge. Okay,
hey, guys,
don't tell
know,
the reviewers
you know
this.
What I think we should all do? We all need to, like, have this not a treaty, pact, I guess, to play each other's f***ing, you know, like, favorite pieces of art. Like, I played Xenoblade 3. Cena was not lying, okay? Like, we need to do more of that. Like, we can't just have, like... I feel like we're
Dano,
all talking
next stream, next stream Saturday, Elden Ring. Let's get it going.
Did you see what Anna put in chat? Guys, yeah. Hold on.
We heard the joke, Dano. Here, we reacted to the joke.
I didn't hear it.
Life.
Oh my gosh.
It was
Dano,
funny.
Dano, you're too loud. Dano, you're too loud.
I'm too. Yeah, I'm too loud.
No, Dano, answer the question.
What was I going to say? Is two
in the chat? Yeah. It's two girls, one cup art. Then Dano, according to your logic.
I think anything can be art. Like, the definition of art is so vague and so like what
this podcast,
is art at
art.
The end of the day?
That
like,
is true.
What we do is an art form. Whether it's good art or bad art is up to the eye of the beholder, aka the viewer, aka smash that like button
and hit the bell.
And smash that like button. Ring that bell.
I did an episode of Dear Dano on this about like art and everything. It was the second one I ever did about like leaving your mark on the world. I think the only thing that separates anything being art and whatever is that you have to at least put a small piece of yourself inside of it. And in Two Girls, One Cup, they do share their...
they put a large piece of themselves into each other.
Exactly. So
I can't believe you guys haven't experienced mate spin. That cursed me as a child.
Wait, I'm glad I haven't.
It's like Two Girls, One Cup, but you can't leave the website. Like, it like infects your browser or whatever, so you can't close it and stuff. So you're just stuck
please,
there.
No one, no one Google this. So no one Google this. Anything we mentioned in this episode, no,
this,
no,
that,
don't Google
this.
This
is going to be cut.
Yeah.
But anyways, Pear, continuing on to your point about us playing each other's like favorite games, Pear just started playing the entire Xenoblade series. I did not start him on that.
Wait, hold up.
Let me explain. So, yeah, so Cito was just talking about fucking Xenoblade 3. And okay, so if you know what an anthology is, I was actually, Johnny, I was going to ask you, is Fallout an anthology? Meaning like, is Fallout 1 connected to Fallout 2?
It's
what the hell anthology?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's not the same main character. It's like a different story, but same.
Final
world.
Fantasy is an anthology. Like you don't need to play 1 through 6 to play 7. You can just go straight into 7 and you have everything. So I thought that's what Xenoblade was, and it's not. So I
but
played
also
3.
Kind of.
Yeah. So 3 is its own thing, and it was peak, and I finished it, and I was like, okay, there's some stuff that I think I need more context on, but I love the game, so I picked up 1. I'm enjoying it a lot so far, and I've already bought 2. It's on the way. So once I finish 1, I'm going straight into 2. And yeah, it's a trilogy. I think once you finish 1 through 3, like that's the end of that entire story. It's gonna like 4 will be its own thing, right?
Yeah,
but
probably.
It's great. I recommend it.
I could not. I don't think I could finish that game. By the way, not even Xenoblade 3. I'd get too bored. Solo. I'd have to stream it. I can't play single player games without streaming. Yeah, but I did.
This is. We could do it. I'm so down to hop in a call, watch Fundun play Xenoblade 3, start editing and chill and relax and have a good time.
You do have to buy FF7 Rebirth though. That was the deal.
Oh, when it comes on PC, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, if everyone's putting them on, I gotta go to the opposite.
Can you see right now? By the way, wait, like, do you have prescription glasses?
Blurry. Yeah, these are prescription. My sunglasses are prescription.
I forgot about that. Johnny, I meant to tell you this, dude. I think you should start doing a couple shorts without your glasses on and see how it does, or at least like put your glasses up here. Like,
bad game idea.
I genuinely wonder if like the audience. I remember when I first got a short of yours, I was like, oh, this asshole thinks he's cooler than everybody because he's wearing sunglasses. But like, you know, the more I've gotten to know you. Dude, I remember Leia said the exact same thing when we were at VidCon. We were like, "Oh my gosh, these guys are a bunch of nerds. Like, they're like cool. You know what I mean?" Instead of like, you know, when you see somebody with like, I don't know how to explain it. You can connect easier with like.
When you see someone with aviators, you think they're Tom Cruise.
Yes, exactly. I think Johnny genuinely. There might be a You know, YouTube. I think there's a disconnect with people that are like too cool and like. People that are relatable. It's a whole thing. I'm genuinely curious if you were to like maybe even just put the glasses on your forehead, see how it does. If they're that iconic, you know, well, they are that iconic, but you know what I mean?
Problem is I don't like me looking at the script that I have because I like follow, like I can see my eyes following the script. That's the reason for the glasses. Literally the entire time, it's just so I can read a script. It's genuinely so I can just read a script.
I've started just riffing videos. No script, no nothing. It's like a few key points and just
check
so I can just
general.
I can stare directly into the camera.
Why, man? Why, Pe?
I think we should watch that on podcast.
No.
No.
Audio listeners. Pear just put
Smash
Ultimate.
What did you say? Kirby's S tier. Kirby's S tier, we'll move on. You guys can figure out the
Greninja.
Tier list.
Greninja is S tier, bro.
This
you
know, idiot.
Audio listeners, you have to watch
Greninja?
This.
Dude, he's in his
No. You're right.
Okay.
I love how the Mario fighters are at the bottom, dude. That's hilarious. Meta Knight doesn't even have a mouth, does he? The Inkling, that's a child. You can't rank that.
Let's leave it there. Let's move on.
Guys,
let's move on.
Bowser has fangs. Why is he ranked so
handsome,
high?
By the way,
yo, Duck Hunt is S.
How's that? That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh that item's gosh. Not in Smash, though.
Wait, what about Steve?
Why is Steve S tier? His mouth is a block, dude. You would cut it. Right.
They're getting too much context.
Yeah.
Dano, you gotta hold back. You gotta hold back the secrets. You gotta hold back the.
To be fair, though,
too low, dude. Rick
getting it
too
from
low. I would rail him,
dude. Getting it from Steve would be an experience. Like, how's that even gonna feel? Like,
it would chop it off, dude.
No,
it's like gonna feel like sharp pixels,
dude. He's gonna feel like a potion of levitation. Dude.
I got Bam put the even Bam's look cooler than mine. What the hell?
Steve is like a mystical being, like almost like a god. So that thing's gonna be crazy. Either it's gonna cut you or it's gonna be 10 out of 10.
Oh, I gotta get some. Fuck it.
Shoot, my glasses are upstairs.
Should we do more? Would you rather?
I can run up there.
Would you rather have a head from Steve or Luigi?
Oh my God.
Luigi.
Can Luigi use the poltergeist?
Dude, he'd be so central. He'd keep asking. He'd be like, do you think I'm doing it right? Is this okay?
No.
Steve would just be silent and scary. And if you chop up your... If you chop up your dong on Steve's mouth, dude, he's not going to care. He's going to look at you with those cold, dead eyes. Mm-mm. Alex, on the other hand...
I don't reckon Steve gives you eye contact, though.
You're Enderman. Right. He would just stare off. That's even worse,
he wouldn't
dude.
Make a sound.
Endermans don't have mouths.
Think about the concept of Minecraft Steve in the real world. Like, ooh. Doesn't talk... He exclusively makes hurt noises, and when he gets hurt, his entire body turns red for half a second. That is terrifying. He can pick up, I don't even know how much, just metric tons of gold, and then just make them appear from nowhere. If Minecraft Steve was in real life, it would be the scariest thing ever.
No, dude, imagine Steve picks you up by the legs and holds you up while he's doing it. Like,
yo,
know what
dude,
I'm saying? Like, he
you
could,
guys are insane.
He's that-
oh my God.
Guys, I found my broken deal with it, Jade.
I figured out the name of the episode. It's going to be the quote unquote worst episode. That's what
yes. We're gonna the derailed episode. It derailed, dude.
Or we could just call it the railed episode. I'm down with that. Just
have you guys done? Do you guys do any would you rathers before I came?
We've done a few.
Yo, I had one in mind like 30 minutes ago, and it was a good one.
Then say it.
Go ahead.
What is it?
Okay, so the there's a scenario for this. Oh, okay, Dano.
Actually,
dude,
no, I don't want to do the would you rather. Let's keep taking this train further off the tracks.
Shut dude. Up. No, yeah, this okay, is a good fine, one. Okay. Quick. Scenario, it's 3 a.m. You hear a noise above you. You're in your bed. You wake up and you're like, what the f*** was that?
Wario is above Rosalina on this tier list. What the actual hell?
Dano, so why are you still looking at?
What, his mustache would be brushing up against your nuts the whole time. That is disgusting. His giant pink nose.
I want you to close your eyes.
Okay. Imagine you're lying down in your bed. It's 3 a.m.
Hold on.
You hear a noise above you.
Yeah.
You stand up. You go to your attic. And you pull down that rope.
That's an American thing, by the way. We don't have attics in Australia. Sorry, continue.
Oh, f*** you. Just continue. You walk up to the attic.
What do you have?
Would you rather see...
Basements?
Would you rather see a live human with an axe?
Okay.
Shirtless.
Okay.
Or 100,000 cockroaches?
Dude, guy, man, human, guy. Yeah.
Is the
wait,
guy?
How many? How many roaches were there again?
100,000.
Hold on.
Yeah, no. That's I'm picking the guy.
This is like the 1 billion lion thing where 100,000 cockroaches, bro, would be insane. Like,
oh shit.
Yeah, I'd rather have one guy than 10 roaches,
dude. Cockroach, yeah. Dude. I just found out that cockroaches can bite humans. I didn't know this.
Now, do you know they can fly as well?
They can fly?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, give me that guy, dude. Give
bugs,
me that guy.
Bugs that can fly are evil. But
dude,
like
that
like
man.
Like big bugs that can fly,
that
like beetles
dude.
That can fly.
Yeah.
Cuz they like walk slow. They walk slow and they give you a false sense of security. Yeah. Then they fly and they go gone.
Mm-hmm.
The most terrifying things ever.
Yeah. I mean, I have a katana just like thank you tech
what?
Right off. So
what?
I can take the guy.
You. Would you know? Prefer cockroaches, like the 10,000 cockroaches? Or the 10,
no, I would
spiders?
Take the guy with the axe.
No, 10,000 cockroaches.
Because if, like,
cockroaches,
under the assumption that the guy's 10, hostile.
10,000 cockroaches or 10,000 spiders?
Well, I feel like if you go upstairs and there's a guy, if you go upstairs and there's a guy, you just go, like, what are you doing, man? Like, and he's like, I'm squatting. And you go, I'm sorry, find another place or pay me rent.
Or then he kills you with his axe.
It depends what spider
has an axe, Johnny.
But then
he has a house.
I have more reach.
Problem solved.
Is it one massive spider or like a lot of mini spiders?
Yeah, like it's the same size as the cockroaches. No. 10,000 cockroaches or 10,000 spiders?
Dude, so there's spiders. So many spiders. It can be like a dandy long legs. Do you guys know what
like
a dandy long legs is?
More than,
I actually
Black
know what
widows.
To do. Because of the ending of Pikmin 1, all you got to do is get the yellow Pikmin to pick up the bombs and you throw them at the spiders.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pear, that is the worst reference I've ever heard. I'm offended. I'm a Pikmin guy. I'm literally going on a podcast.
No, Pear, it was good.
To rank
it was good.
Pikmin games. No.
Dano, you're
no,
white.
No, no.
You lost the argument, okay?
Boo. You lose. Go home.
I will have you know, I am a third Irish.
You
okay?
Hate brown
the
people?
Irish
what
have
the
gone.
We can't be doing the racist episode, guys. We can't be doing the racist
you
episode.
Dude, that's next week.
Pear hates white people. Pear hates white people. I hate
I do.
White people. I hate white people. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
I hate people that hate.
Me too.
I hate everyone.
Would you rather like men?
Oh, A. A.
A.
Yeah. Oh, what's B, dude?
No, that's it.
That's option two. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Dude, wait. Can that be our thing? You know how Chuckle
that's
Sandwich
our intro.
Does, wait, you know how Chuckle Sandwich does like the bacon question?
Dude, I don't
want to
do
no,
the same.
Shut
the fuck up, dude.
No, listen.
Rip
whenever,
Chuckle Sandwich stuff.
Listen,
all right?
Shut up. Whenever a guest comes on, can we just give them Joe's Would You Rather?
No.
Would you rather like
no? Because no, that's we don't.
Dano. We're our own thing.
Our own
has to
thing,
go
thing. All right.
Also,
put
the,
aside the nostalgic
point,
remarks of one's past. All right.
The whole
we are
point
a new
of their
being.
Bit. The whole point of their bit is that it starts conversation because it's so weird, but there's an actual thought to it, and so there's like a meta idea of like, how is this person going to work this one out? With that one, like, it's just no. It doesn't do anything, dude.
Yeah, like, until you realize the games and no
do.
Games
oh,
cancel out,
so
and you get left with unlimited games.
Pear, do you know the captain's names in all the Pikmin games?
The what?
The captain's names in all the Pikmin games. Well, C-Dot, don't help.
I haven't even, like, I watched my brother play one. I haven't even beaten one, so I know Olimar.
Do you know his name? You know Olimar?
Yeah,
of course.
Go.
Any others?
Alf?
That's from Smash Brothers, you're cheating.
No,
yeah,
that's
why.
From, that's, Dano, this makes no
your Pikmin,
sense. Like,
your Pikmin argument is irrelevant.
You can like
Olimar,
Pikmin.
You got Louie, you got Brittany, you got Alf, and you got Charlie.
Okay,
Dano,
I can name
Dano,
all
name
1,000
stupid
Pokemon.
True.
You can name,
Dano,
can
name
all
every castaway in Pikmin 4 right now.
I can name every Pokemon, Dano.
Guys,
every
we're,
Pokemon.
We're,
wait, are you serious?
We're very derailed. Yeah. Let's rejoin
you. Shut up, Johnny.
Let's rejoin the tracks.
Yeah.
I have not a would you rather, but a would you press the button.
Oh.
This was
classic.
This was I it's going to be adapted from the short I made on it like a year ago.
Would you press the button?
This was the stupidest
and the podcast
one I've ever made. Would you press the button? All right? You get $1 million.
I press
million
it.
Dollars.
I press it.
But every year on Christmas Day.
Oh, I think
your hometown is invaded by a raging pack of wild gorillas.
Yeah,
they appear on Christmas Day. They're gone after Christmas Day.
Do I have
every
to
year
the hometown?
Well, it's Christmas.
Well, it doesn't matter.
All right, one question, Johnny. Do we know how many gorillas are invading?
Enough.
Or is it just like
is it,
enough
is
to flash
one per person? Is
flat,
it one
okay
per person in the whole?
So
the
so we got
the
gorilla
rumbling.
Yeah, okay, okay.
And everyone knows it was your fault too.
I pressed the button.
Dude, there's no way I pressed the
I
button,
think
bro.
I would rather enjoy my Christmas every single year than having to like be on post.
Go
know,
to Hawaii!
With the
take
Harambe
your family
gun
to Hawaii, dude. It's $1 million.
My dog just started barking.
A million dollars?
Take your dog to
Dano,
Hawaii!
Dano, where's your hometown?
I don't want to dox myself.
No, it's already done, dude.
Yeah, you're right. It's already done. Near LA. Honestly, we need 100
LA is your hometown. Let's say
dude,
LA
we
is
need 100 gorillas to exterminate everyone in LA anyway, dude. Give me $5 million. Let's triple it. Let's get
you,
let's
you
get
$1 million and LA is flattened and everyone knows that you're the cause.
Dude. Great, dude. Everybody will celebrate. There's no more higher-up elites and all the yeah. Dude, Weinstein's dead. No, but everybody in LA needs to die, dude. They're all sinners.
Question about the gorillas. Okay, do they disappear after Christmas or do
they despawn?
Can we keep them? Can we keep them? Can we keep them infested in LA? I want everyone dead. There's not a single good person.
They're like Frosty the Snowman.
Hear me out though.
They spawn in happy birthday.
Imagine year five, how much more powerful everyone would be. Like, you've just got all this experience of fighting hordes of gorillas. It's almost like evolution.
Like Left 4 Dead.
Evolution. Like,
sure,
all the people
ready
left
for it.
Are just like so good at defending
they
themselves.
They all have ODM gear.
You're doing the skill tree. You have a skill
this
tree.
Is a Left 4 Dead custom game, dude.
Dude, having ODM gear on Gorilla Day is hype.
I want to know what Bam would do. Bam, would you press the button?
Yes.
Wait, Bam, why? In like three words, why? Let him cook.
Funny.
Fine, I want to kill, he says.
Funny.
You can see him laughing too. It's so funny.
Joe, how about you?
I would become one of the gorillas and obliterate LA if that's possible.
See, thank you. Joe is on my side, dude. I feel like Joe's the only one who's taken my corner.
No,
for
no,
the
no,
past
Dano,
five
Dano.
Episodes
Joe,
of the
Joe
podcast.
Didn't do it because he's on your side. Joe does it because he hates LA.
I hate LA too. We're on the same side. Wait. C-Dot, enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Johnny, did you press
I
the button?
I just kicked my camera.
On your short?
No.
What if it was 100
Why?
Million?
Yeah, like.
Why?
Okay,
move your
okay.
family out, dude.
Yeah,
move your family out.
100
mil.
100 mil, I'd run it.
100 mil?
100 mil, I would run it. Here we go. Ready? You get infinite money. All right?
Infinite money. Money on
but
the
every
money.
Christmas, or every Christmas, 1 billion lions. You take it.
Like, hey, this? Is it just, is there nothing to the 1 billion lions, though? Like, are they just...
1 billion lions.
Attacking your hometown?
Attacking.
You're dead. Everyone's dead.
I go
Everyone
to Mars.
Is dead.
What?
I go
You're
to Mars.
Trampled,
I go to Europe.
Bro.
I go to Europe.
I'm looking up what 1 billion lions looks like.
Where in
Not
Europe?
Everyone's dead. There is 8 billion people on the planet. We could take
like,
a billion
like
lions. We have nukes,
Bundung. The surface area of 2 New Yorks of lions.
Yeah, but Dana...
Exactly. We have nukes.
Dana, it's hard to get like 3 humans to like work together, let alone 4 billion. Or how
no,
many there
was a Rick and Morty episode about this. If you... And listen...
Scientific study.
Yep. All humans hate each other, but if there was aliens or something and we found out there was something to unite against that was bigger than us, then we would. You know that?
That's Dude, literally the plot of Code Geass.
Let me just show Maybe you something in general, Dano. For everyone who's 1 billion lion haters, this is $1 million versus $1 billion in cash. Now, imagine there were lions, okay? So on the left, imagine that's 1 million lions, and then imagine that's 1 billion lions. Like, put that in perspective.
Also, imagine 1 million times 1,000. That's 1 billion. So it's 1,000 times bigger.
Would
Keep
you rather...
In mind.
Dude, wait. Would you press the button? Would you kill one of your immediate family members for $2 million?
No.
No?
No.
Immediate family members.
No!
Like brother, no. 2 mil, no.
No.
Bro. Dan, are you going to make 2 mil in, like, a couple...
Yeah,
dude, I do it for free. Just...
Do you rather
do it
a goat?
Yeah. Oh.
No, okay, More? Genuine. Would you rather fuck a goat and nobody knows?
Oh, I love
or
this one.
Everyone thinks you fuck a goat, but you never fuck the goat.
Oof, man. Dude. Well, we're YouTubers, dude, so that's even worse.
Yeah, you
you're
get canceled,
You're the goat fucker YouTuber.
Innocent
I think I'm fucking the goat, bro. I'm going all in.
I'm not... Oh, dude, I can't see myself doing it, man.
I wouldn't have
but everyone,
fun.
Everyone is gonna
it
think.
Wouldn't be enjoyable.
Every time someone finds your short on the shorts feed, they're gonna be like, oh, that's the goat.
Dude, I could flip it. I'm confident I could flip it. Like the
Does
narrative?
The goat have to be alive?
Like you own it? Like, yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah I did. And every... you can't stop me.
Listen, does the goat have to be alive?
Yes. Yeah. And he's aggressive. And,
well, listen, what I was thinking is if it's a dead goat, then I would do it because my...
Yeah, I don't know.
No, listen,
wait, okay, okay.
My worry is inflicting mental harm to the goat. That's where my mind is at. So if it was a dead goat, you know, no harm, no foul.
I'm sending this to your college.
Do you eat steak, Dan?
I never went to college. Yes, I used to.
No, I'm sure.
Okay. Would you press the button? Would you press the button?
Yeah.
We have a really good podcast episode, but it ends right now.
No.
I'll press it.
That shit.
I'm not pressing it, dude.
Yeah.
No.
Let's do it. Yeah.